Hello and welcome to this audio copy of Culture is Our Plan, a cultural strategy for Bradford District 2021 to 2031. Something exciting is happening in Bradford District. We are experiencing a cultural renaissance and facing the future with newfound confidence and hope. Culture is important in everyone's lives, and it can make a sustainable contribution to the prosperity and happiness of everyone in the district. That's especially important as we recover from COVID-19 and strive to level up with the rest of the UK. 8 out of 10 people rated culture as important to them. 94% said culture makes Bradford District a better place to live, and 88% of people said it improves their well-being. We are the 5th biggest local authority area in England, and while we are proud of our many famous cultural assets, we don't have the range of cultural activity a place this size demands. We have historically underperformed in attracting national investment, and our existing assets lack the power to engage all our diverse communities. But we do have unique conditions for growth and success. 1. We're the youngest place in Europe. More than 30% of the district's population are currently under the age of 20. Young entrepreneurial populations create the technologies, business and jobs of the future and stimulate wider economic growth. 2. We are cosmopolitan. Bradford is the diverse face of modern Britain. By 2025, more than half our population will have South Asian, Eastern European, African, Caribbean and Arab heritage, amongst many others. Diverse teams are more successful, and we are determined to harness the power of our diversity. 3. We have acclaimed cultural assets to build on, from Salt's Mill to the Commonwealth Theatre Company, from Mind the Gap to Carla Sangam, from Cliff Castle to the Impressions Gallery. We have an extraordinary base to build from. 54% of our visitor economy is already triggered by culture. 4. We have a powerful culture of entrepreneurship. Self-employment here has grown by 23% in 10 years, and in 2017, Barclays Bank named us the best place in the country to start up a business. Our creative sector is collegiate and has shown itself incredibly resilient in the face of COVID-19. 5. We have many underused heritage buildings. Bradford has many beautiful historic buildings and mills, as well as outdoor spaces, that would be extraordinary locations for cultural activity. Compared to other parts of the country, property prices are very affordable. 6. We are at the heart of the North. We are the core of the Northern Powerhouse. We were central to the relocation of Channel 4 to Leeds, and our diverse young population is an asset for any business addressing younger, global audiences, particularly in film, TV and digital media. 7. The City of Bradford Metropolitan District Council is bucking national trends and investing in our independent arts, culture and heritage sector, convinced of the value it adds. This has already inspired major new investments by the National Lottery Heritage Fund in St George's Hall and the former Odeon Cinema, which will become Bradford Live in 2022. Meanwhile, Arts Council England has supported our communities and young talent in the Creative People and Places and Bradford's Producing Hub programmes. Susan Hinchcliffe, leader of the City of Bradford Metropolitan District Council and chair of the Bradford Cultural Place Partnership, says, "I am delighted to see the fruition of Culture is Our Plan, which has been made with the people of our district over a 2-year period. I was born and brought up in Bradford, and it is a thrill to see such hope and promise in the community that has given me so much. The plan doesn't pretend to have all the answers, but it offers a 10-year vision, 10 ambitions and 10 targets to help us on a journey of culture-led recovery and regeneration. Every 2 years, there will be a gathering of our growing cultural sector. It will be made up of not only artists, curators, designers, box office assistants and conservators, but also of doctors, taxi drivers, hairdressers and factory workers, anyone and everyone for whom culture plays a part in their lives. As a gathering, we will share our progress and reset our targets to create the next edition of the plan. We will reaffirm our collective belief in the power of creativity to benefit the lives of everyone in the district. So pencil May 2023 in your diary. Halfway along our journey, we aim to become the UK City of Culture for 2025. Winning this designation would put rocket fuel in our tank and accelerate our journey to a better future. But whether we win that accolade or not, Culture Is Our Plan will stand and will be our guide to a better, more creative, inclusive and successful Bradford District for everyone. Now is exactly the moment, as we emerge from COVID-19, to unlock Bradford's untapped creative potential. Our vision. Bradford will offer a new definition of art, culture and heritage that reimagines our district as a place that is knowingly different and radically alternative. It is a place to realise new ideas, where creativity is celebrated in every home and on every street corner, and where we will prove the positive impact of culture in everyone's lives. By 2031, we want to see people living better and happier lives, having better mental health, skills and jobs, and longer life expectancy. A thriving, diverse and sustainable cultural and creative industries sector playing a leading role in the growing economic success of the district. Our district as a destination of choice for people to experience exceptional cultural activity and for artists to create exceptional work. Our ambitions. Having fun. We will build a calendar of exceptional festivals and events, celebrations and one-off moments across the district, from the hyper-local to the global. We will show that Bradford is open for business, building capacity, giving permissions, unlocking spaces and encouraging innovators. We will make the district a great place to live and a host of choice for national and international cultural events and partnerships. Creativity thrives in every corner of the district. From Shipley to Little Germany, Manningham to Keighley, and Buttershaw to Ilkley, we will celebrate the creative people in every street. Our culture will happen in our homes, our mills, hills, streets, markets, moors, community centres, libraries and parks, as well as in our cultural venues. Creating an explosion of opportunity. Working with families, schools, careers service, universities and colleges, we will create a critical mass of coordinated training and employment pathways for young people. We will champion creative careers, evidencing their viability, to mobilise a whole generation of young, talented, digitally native people and ensure they take the lead in shaping the future success of the district. Bradford will know itself better. We will share the district's history and the diversity of our cultural heritage with pride. Our culture will speak honestly and openly, won't tolerate racism or discrimination, and will have difficult conversations when needed, giving confidence to our communities, celebrating difference, bringing people together, boosting pride, and promoting mental and physical well-being. Live life better. our arts, culture and heritage will be part of the District City of Research. We will use the unique data from Born in Bradford and our partnership with Bradford Institute of Health Research to prove the positive benefit of art, culture and heritage on everyone's lives. Making the most of what we have. We will build on our existing assets, revitalising historic buildings, re-energising our high streets, reimagining temporary spaces, our landscapes and cityscapes. Sustainability will be our goal, making reuse, upcycling and repurposing the cornerstones of our creativity and ensuring new cultural assets make a positive impact on sustainable development. Making the most of who we are. The people of Bradford are our greatest creative asset. We are a cosmopolitan district, and it is in our differences that we find our richest culture. Our culture will represent our rich diversity and offer something for everyone, but not the same for everyone. It won't be one size fits all. Network capacity. We are at our most powerful, effective and sustainable when we work collaboratively. By sharing resources, we will build and diversify our sector's networks. As a creative community, we will share equipment, knowledge and skills, supporting, championing and mentoring each other. We will work collectively to develop inclusion, talent, participation and audiences. We will ensure every district agenda, from health to planning, education to transport, keeps culture in mind. Thinking big. We will be bold and entrepreneurial, encouraging our creative partners to make ambitious work across the district. We will create the right environment for culture to flourish, bringing with it more work and jobs. Bradford will be a fertile ground for visionary projects, partnerships and national and international collaborations. We will tell our own story. We will tell the world new stories about the district's incredible people and distinctive places. Culture will take a lead in our district's sustainable regeneration and will redefine us in the eyes of regional and national neighbours. We will bid to be UK City of Culture and leverage our global networks to become a regional, national and international cultural destination. Our targets. We have 10 targets to measure our progress against. We will give every primary age child in the district the opportunity to learn the district's story through co-creation of a Bradford curriculum. Increase the number, range, scale and ambition of arts, culture and heritage activity and partnerships, creating 3,000 jobs in the district and increasing visitor numbers and spend. Realise capital projects that will rehouse, reimagine and repurpose the district's cultural and heritage assets. We will level up national investment per capita to comparable places. Adopt the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals to measure our success not only in carbon reduction, but also in equalities, decent jobs, good education, well-being and reducing poverty. We will regularly engage 70% of people in the district in arts, cultural and heritage activities. Give 250,000 people in the district's most deprived wards the opportunity to get involved with arts, culture and heritage activities. Ensure that 70% of people will be satisfied with the range of cultural activities in the district and near to where they live. It was 50% in 2021, and that 80% of people will feel culture in Bradford represents me and my life. Also 50% in 2021. We will draw 50% of Bradford's creative workforce, audiences and cultural leadership from people currently underrepresented in the culture and creative industries sector. And finally, we will create a calendar of high-quality festivals and events with local, national and international significance, with a view to Bradford District being designated UK City of Culture 2025. Who we are. Culture is our plan is an ongoing conversation across our district. So far, almost 3,000 people have participated. We'd like to thank everyone who's been directly involved, who has given their time and energy to take part in a discussion group, completed a survey, or to share their own creative work. The Bradford Cultural Place Partnership commissioned Culture is Our Plan, with funds from Bradford Council and the Arts Council England. The partnership is chaired by Councillor Susan Hinchcliffe, and membership includes leaders of the major strategic cultural initiatives in the district, alongside representatives of the independent arts, culture and heritage sector, including the University of Bradford, Bradford College, the Creative People and Place programme, The Leap, led by Bradford Institute for Health Research, Bradford Producing Hub, UNESCO City of Film, Bradford Cultural Education Partnership, Arts Council England and National Lottery Heritage Fund. The independent sector representatives nominated by the Cultural Voice Forum, a network open to everyone working in arts, culture and heritage in our district. It brings together more than 250 people to share sector knowledge, experience and opportunity. Thank you for listening.